I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's 6 o'clock on Dukes and Bell, the number one sports talk show in Atlanta for your ride home.
You strong? They said, I'm strong if you strong. I said, we strong, man.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Coming up, our conversation with Brad Guzan. He joined us earlier in the show. Very fun stuff for Atlanta United fans. Make sure you tell your friends. This is where we talk to United fans, or not fans, but players as well as front office folks, and yes, we talk to the fans as well, but we're getting ready for this match, and Brad and company were on their way down to a youth soccer camp, but it's very fun stuff, man. It's coming your way here in about 20 minutes. We are Dukes and Bell, and guys, we'll get to the headlines coming up here in just a minute, tell you the latest on the Braves as Max Fried's going to get the start tonight over Soroka, who apparently got injured. I didn't realize it, Mike. I don't know if anybody really knew that he was injured.
Yeah, he said he tweaked his shoulder or just felt something funny after the Miami game. And down at Marlins Park, and obviously as a young pitcher, he figured you go to the training staff, and they said, all right, we'll just shut it down. They're even saying he might have a rehab start, maybe presumably in Gwinnett before we get back. But, yeah, I don't want to hear that. I mean, there's just so many things to get nervous about with, you know, any pitcher's arm these days. My God, seems like half the league's had Tommy John, but it's not down that road, but just precautionary keeping him out of this start tonight.
Now, many of you
10-day DL.
10-day DL. Many of you were on your way to work this morning as I was rolling out the rack. And I see my man Mark Arum on WSB, like, there are cows on the road. And I was like, what? Accident on I-75.
Did that jam you up on your drive-in?
No. On the highway.
I mean, seven
cows were killed this morning.
How much does a cow weigh? It's almost like, right, 9,000-10,000 pounds of cow meat? Burgers? So here's the thing.
It was a graphic scene, by the way, the cleanup. It was a mess.
Well, I don't care. I mean, like, how do you think sausage gets made? How do you think steaks get made?
Oh, you're lucky I wasn't in that traffic. I would have scooped some of that up and put it in the trunk.
No, we were talking about this off the air, so we'll bring this conversation on the air. I got to be honest with you. If I see, like, I mean, if the Georgia State Patrol and the police are there, they got things down to a crawl, and there's, like, a big cow carcass, and you got more than a steak knife, or you got a bull. I guess you need something to cart. You'd have needed a large knife.
I keep one.
Well, you're from Texas, of course you do. That's not all you got in that glove compartment. But no, I'm saying, but you got the means to do it. Yeah, I'd like to shear off a little Chateaubriand or get a couple of ribeyes, and as opposed to being from farm to table, it'd be from interstate to table or I-75 to table.
Georgia State Patrol, the Hero Road Assist units also help with the cleanup. I saw some of the pictures.
So blood and cow guts
everywhere?
Yeah,
I mean, there were seven that didn't survive, but Mike, there were 12 surviving cows.
Oh, God, are they traumatized.
Yeah, and that was the funniest thing to me is seeing in the footage this morning, it was like they were roaming around. Can you imagine? Are you okay?
Disoriented. Right now, just think somebody's tuned in.
What happened?
Somebody's tuned into our show for the first time. You know, those animals, that is so not cool the way you're talking about it. You know what? Cows are supposed to taste great. What do they got to brain the size of a Tic Tac? Who cares? I want to eat the thing.
I can only imagine the conversation.
I mean, there's
got
to be some rednecks in a pickup truck who try to cart half a cow off.
Well,
and go crank up the Weber and let's have some steaks.
Traffic was backed up for miles, and I know a lot of you guys were in that traffic. But yeah, that was the deal. And I'm sure, like, once you got up there, you didn't realize it because they moved the truck, or maybe you knew it.
Would
that
you
point.
Do that if it was you got a big chunk of cow laying right by the side of the road, and you had the means to cart a couple pieces off? Would you do it?
I told you it'd be in the trunk. Are you kidding me?
Because, you know, I mean,
put it in the freezer. It'll be fine.
Boom.
It'll be fine. Put some salt on it.
You're going to cook the meat.
All right. Put a little salt on it. Yeah. You can preserve it.
Technically, it's already got a little interstate tenderizing. It's ready to roll. See, the marbling's where the flavor is, Carl.
Yeah, listen.
Especially after it's been hit by a truck.
A lot of things happen in this city when it comes to traffic, but seven cows passed away. Our condolences going out.
You know, but is that in the blaze of glory for a cow to be spread all over 75 as opposed to making it to where you become a steak? Just one way of looking at it, Carl.
One cow said to the other, move.
Again, PETA, you know
move.
What?
Move.
Please, get a life.
Thank all right, you. Matt, it's Dukes and Bell. Let's get to the top three.
Time for Dukes and Bell, top three. The top three stories of the day.
Can I count it off?
Story number one, NBA playoffs. It's all tied up, Mike Bell. You ready to roll with the Rockets?
Yeah, no. I'm going to say Golden State in six because the Golden State Warriors did what they had to do. They got a split on the road in Houston, but they're going to need performance from Steph Curry. We know he's not close to 100%. Can't all rely on Durant because Durant did everything in his power last night. They're going to need Steph Curry to heal up quick and do something in games three or four.
The Rockets did a better job of ball movement. They got into their offense better. And when I say offense, it's ISO, but it's you're getting into it quicker. I thought last night CP3 ran a majority of the offense and got guys more involved than Harden. And then you got 68 points from P.J. Tucker, Eric Gordon, Trevor Ariza, Mike. That was the difference. 127-105. Let's hear from James Harden, who was very talkative, by the way.
Defensively, we were more aggressive. We were smarter. Guys were more active, and that created some opportunities in transition. You know, Tuck had a shot going tonight, but all that came off our defense.
After game one, I simply remember James Harden going, "I don't remember." Last night, he was answering questions.
Oh, he was blabby, Chatty Cathy last night.
Yeah, so listen, it goes back to the Bay Area. That game, game three, happened Sunday? No, Saturday. Right? Sunday. And then the Eastern Conference Finals is going to be on Saturday. So Saturday, Sunday, games three.
It's going to be awesome. Just about the time the Georgia's teeing it up against South Carolina, we'll have game seven. I mean, come on, NBA.
What, there's too much time?
Well, the NHL's no better, but they just milk it and milk it for TV, and they want to have that Saturday, Sunday night. I mean, all right.
All right.
Bush.
While we're talking about NBA hoops, Luka Doncic, story came out today. This is a kid we've been talking a lot about. He's playing in the EuroLeague Final Four. At the press conference, he said no decision's been made on whether he's coming to the NBA or not. What?
No, we discussed this earlier. Much to do about nothing. Carly's just being a good team player for all his fellow Real Madridians because they are in the semifinals, the Final Four, if you will, of the EuroLeague with a big match against KSA Moscow. And so he just wants to let all the Real Madrid fans know that I'm in to win. Let's not have a distraction of me going to the NBA. Let's step up. Now, because last time he played in this game, he didn't do jack.
0 for 6, 3 rebounds, 3 assists. Last year in 17 minutes. I'm just putting it out there. He said it was a learning experience.
Well, hold on now. I thought this guy's ready for the NBA. He played 17 minutes in one of the biggest games of the season.
It was last year. He was, what, it was he 18? He's 19 now? Is
but,
that right?
But what does that tell you, right? I mean, just all I can go is by is what I'm reading on the stat sheet and what you're telling me. I mean, all right, more seasoning perhaps?
He ain't ready. Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm just, well, you're saying, no, I know what you're saying. You're saying he's chickening out. I'm saying he's just trying to play a PR move. To let the fans know he's focused on what he's got to do.
Yeah,
win a game.
Listen, he's going to come to the NBA. He's going to make double what he would make over there. You know, the max amount usually is about $3 million, $3.5 million.
Right.
He's going to come into the league. Let's say he's the second overall pick. He's going to get $7.2 million guaranteed over the course of that rookie contract. I mean, the NBA is where it's at. And if you really want to test your skill set and you think you've got it, you come over here. That's what guys have done traditionally over the years. And we were talking earlier today about like guys like Drazen Petrovic and various guys that have come over that were on the cusp of being superstars.
And the problem for Drazen was the coach didn't the coach didn't want him. That was a problem, you know. And unfortunately for him, you never got to see what he could do because people talk about his game and how amazing it was and big perimeter jump shooter. And he got killed in a car accident. Sabonis got here too late, you know. Obviously Ricky Rubio just now panning out. Detlef Schrempf was solid, you know, good part
Schrempf
of a good Sonics team.
Yeah.
But, I mean, but you got to think about it for a minute. You know what I mean? Because there's just not that many. Now, there's more guys coming over. They're fundamentally sound. But aren't all NBA players fundamentally sound? You just got to wait 3 years?
Yeah. I think so. By the way.
And they got a higher ceiling because they're just more athletic.
Just to put it in perspective, and this is from guys I've spoken with, I've never seen the EuroLeague Final Four or the final game, in person. I've seen footage of it. But they're basically saying it's equivalent to our NCAA college Final Four. But the level of play, Mike, they feel like the EuroLeague, whoever wins that league could go beat, let's just say, Villanova by 10 or 15 points. That's how much better the competition is if you're trying to make a comparison to, well, what are we talking about here, Dukes? What's the level? What's the skill level? That's kind of what they told me.
What's the name of that team they're playing? It's the team from Moscow. And the winner of this play is a team from Lithuania versus a team from Turkey. Now, one thing for certain, you got to be mentally tough because in some of those places, they play in barns with, like, chicken wire because you've got guys without any vowels in their name throwing bottles at you.
Man, it's dangerous. It can be.
I mean, we've talked to guys that have made trips at the end of their NBA career over to play in Europe, and they say in some cases it's a different environment.
Didn't Dominique play a couple of years over there, if I remember correctly? Mm-hmm. What up, Neek? We got to ask him about that next time we talk to him.
Everybody in that league looks like a bad guy in that movie with what's the one where he's behind, shut down behind enemy lines during the war in like Serbia? What the hell's that? Yeah, with Owen Wilson. Everybody looks like the bad guy. They all look like all the Serbians look like the same.
Owen Wilson.
Yeah, the one he's a fighter pilot. He's got to eject, and then behind is that the one behind enemy lines? Yeah.
Behind enemy lines.
Yeah, it's campy, but it has its moments.
Okay. Yeah.
Gene Hackman's got to go get the rescue mission. They go and they get him out.
Hackman's always in those kind of movies. Hey, the reason why we bring it up, Luka Doncic, is because this is a guy that we could draft. And then today with the story that he says he's not made a decision, you go, oh, well, what's the deal? So that's what we're talking about. It is Dukes and Bell, man.
And by the way, we did a totally unscientific poll. We spoke to four African-Americans here in the building.
Four black guys.
And they all said they would have no problem with Luka Doncic.
All four.
Although Jarvis was kind of on the fence.
My name is Luka.
Hey, man, story number two has to do with the Braves. Max Fried, he is going to be the guy tonight. Soroka, as we mentioned, right shoulder strain, 10-day DL. All right, so the Braves are hot, man. Last night they went again. Acuna getting the Braves ahead. It was a 4-1 victory. Can they finish off the series tonight, man?
Well, yeah, man, as long as the bullpen does its thing. Now, how does Max Fried handle this spot start? As we mentioned, Soroka is out with some kind of a shoulder tweak. But as long as they just keep raking the way they are, no reason why not. I give credit to A.J. Minter because we were upset with the effort the other night, but the bullpen last night certainly did a good job, and the Cubs' bullpen imploded. So, I mean, the Braves are in the mix. One thing for certain, we did touch on this earlier. We've been joking around about Liberty Media. When are they going to spend? Nobody's going to be willing to trade anything until you get closer to the trade deadline, Carl.
Well, you got to know you're out of it.
Yeah, we'll have to mention half the, I mean, you know, 3/4 of the big leagues is in a playoff of some sort right now, mathematically. So no one's going to make a trade with you.
You've got to know that you're completely out or that you are resetting for next season. And a lot of teams, by the trade deadline, obviously, they know that. Matter of fact, we'll know mid-June. Right. To be honest with you, I mean, by then you know what your squad is and where you're going to be. But let's just take the Marlins, for example. Now, they don't have anything we want, Mike, but they've been out of it since day one. So, you know, you're 11 games out right now. You're not chasing anybody down. Hey, man, we'll see what the Braves do. Story number three is NFL-related, Mike. NFL owners coming to the ATL next week for the owners' meetings. One of the things they're going to consider is the new rule that would have a referee consult with the league's centralized replay office before ejecting a player in the game. Now, this gets back to the targeting, quote unquote, the new targeting rule that the NFL is talking about.
Right. I mean, we've argued about this. We've seen it in the college game. I don't think they've got a handle on it in the SEC or any other conference in the college game. You've got to have to let somebody look at this outside the refs because, as we see with baseball, and we saw it with instant replay with the Braves two nights ago. You know, some people are hesitant to overrule their guys. I mean, do you make this official? The call comes from the official in New York, up at NFL headquarters. Because in the heat of the moment, Carl, you're aiming for a point on a wide receiver running back. He now ducks or makes his body lower. Was your intent to spear him? Was your intent to leave with your helmet? Or are you just trying to make a tackle? I can't let these knuckleheads who can barely grasp the rules as it is now throw out, you know, Keanu Neal or Debo for some nonsense. I don't like this one bit.
Yeah, owners are going to vote on it next week, guys. It's something that we'll be talking a lot about. But, again, you can't have a rule in place with no punishment. You can't say, we're going to have a targeting rule. And then it happens in a game and you go, well, how are we punishing it? This is why I think they want to be very careful about how they go about it. And this is why they're going to have, potentially, again, a referee at the league centralized replay office to look at these plays and go, yes, no, intent, you know, yes, no.
How about we just make football football and you guys stop with the window dressing because you don't care about concussions, you don't put money into CTE research, but now you're going to screw around with the sport. How about we let all the grown-ups sign on the line and say, I know there's a risk playing football, and most guys that have half a brain, literally, Carl, and figuratively, will have their rookie contract, their second deal, and they'll get out, okay? And then they just won't play as long. Everyone knows football is a violent, dangerous sport, and you keep chipping away at it, takes away why we love it. You can't turn this stuff into rugby. You want to play rugby? Take the helmets off.
Yeah, go play rugby. And last but not least, happy birthday to our quarterback, Matt Ryan, who turns 33 today, man. Can't wait for football to roll back around and see what this team's going to be. And Matt celebrating, obviously, with the birth of his beautiful twins. So congrats and happy birthday.
And, hey, one more nugget before we get to the cash giveaway for our national signing bonus. You and I talked about this in the Blitz, but we talked about this at length when it was first going down. Reuben Foster, remember him, Alabama linebacker?
Absolutely.
Got in trouble at the combine, had a failed drug test. So immediately you say, okay, red flag. This is why on our show, and I can't speak for everybody else in Atlanta, but we try to presume that all athletes, all people are innocent until proven guilty. In court, Reuben Foster's ex-girlfriend, who had charged him with physical abuse, says she lied about him hitting her, planned to extort him, and told him that she was simply a money scheme. It was all about money. I wanted to get him.
Oh!
Now, to the 49ers' credit, General Manager John Lynch said, you know, he'll have his day in court. If he did put his hands on her, he's gone. But, I mean, this is why I know we have the Me Too movement, and I know it's long overdue because men can be real dirtbags, but let's not immediately presume a guy like Reuben Foster, because he stubbed his toe at the combine, was guilty of the nonsense this gold bricker was trying to get him for.
I could give you numerous examples over the years in this business, but the one that jumps out to me is Duke lacrosse, Mike.
Right.
Everybody jumped on board. Oh, these kids are guilty.
Mm-hmm.
Don't rush to judgment. Let's hear all the information. Hey, man, let's give you a chance to win some money.
Now it's time to reveal our national signing bonus code word. The code word is...
filter. We have none on this show. F-I-L-T-E-R. Filter. Text it right now to 72881. 72881 for your chance to win. Message and data rates apply. Do not text and drive, but we want you to win the $1,000 because we gave away $1,000 yesterday.
There is no filter on this show. That's filter. This is the 6 o'clock word for our national signing bonus contest. You text filter, F-I-L-T-E-R, to 72881, and good luck.
Coming up, he's big.
He's bald. He's a mother.
Whoa.
Brad and all the guys, man. It was basically a road trip down to Warner Robins with Michael Parkhurst and the gang. Talk about what happened with that red card and looking forward to the Red Bulls. It's all coming.
All right, man. We get a chance to catch up with our Atlanta United players on a weekly basis. And you guys know Mike and I have embraced Conquer and United Conquer, and certainly we're at the games, and we'll be there Sunday as well as our United squad takes on a very talented Red Bulls team. But joining us right now, Mike, and everybody's wondering about this red card. So we get a chance to ask our man, Brad Guzan, about the red card.
Hey, Brad, welcome to the show. I know you guys are rolling down. Parky just put that picture up on Twitter. You got a youth soccer event down at Warner Robins. How you doing, man?
I'm good. How are you guys?
We're great, bro. Just want to know your take on it. I know, you know, you probably watched the replay by now. Take us through that play, because obviously you missed last week, but how did that all play out, and what did you think of the call?
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, it's you know, it's probably a red card. You know, there's no real arguing that part of it, but, you know, in that moment of the game, it's a split decision. You've got basically, you know, half a second to make a decision what you're going to do. Unfortunately, I was a step too late, and I ended up taking the guy as opposed to the ball. So, you know, unfortunately, as you mentioned, I missed last week. The guys were great in Orlando, got a great result, and you know, we're looking to carry that momentum into Sunday.
Brad, if there was a silver lining, at least you didn't have to stand in net with those mutants behind you in Orlando City.
For sure. Yeah, it was a crazy atmosphere down there, but you know, the guys were, like I said, the guys were great, and it was a huge result for us.
Hey, is Parkhurst with you, by the way? He's in the car?
Yeah, he's boring me. He's here. He can hear you guys.
Just punch him in the arm.
Well, here's...
I know, right? And Sal's here, too. We're just enjoying a nice drive down the highway.
All right. What's up, fellas? It's good to have you guys on. Parkhurst, this question is for you, Brad, but I want, you know, Parkhurst to hear this, because we've been talking to a variety of guys, and they've been telling us part of the reason why you guys have been so good defensively is because Parkhurst and his communication. You're involved in that as well. Tell us what's going on with the communication and why that's so important.
Yeah, I mean, well, let's straighten things out. It's definitely not because of Parkhurst, all right? We need to stop giving him all that credit. No, I mean, like you mentioned, the communication is a huge part of it. You know, we have a pretty good understanding of the strengths and the weaknesses of the guys around us. And as I've said before, right, these guys in front of me do a great job of limiting the strikers that we go up against week in and week out, and it makes my job easier. And part of that is reading the game and having that communication. If you're able to put out dangerous situations before they become a problem, you know, that makes things a lot easier. And having guys like Parkey be able to do that, it makes my life a little bit easier on a match day.
I don't think it's a coincidence. You know, he missed Sunday, and defensively, I thought we got on fine. So.
I agree with you, Parkhurst.
Captain Michael Parkhurst right there giving his 2 cents worth. Yeah, him and LGP made Brad basically irrelevant.
Yeah.
As they join us live on the WageFord.com hotline en route to a soccer clinic on the south part of town.
Parkhurst is like, give me that phone.
Get in there. Hey, man, the thing about Red Bull, man, how much tape do you look at? Because I know they've got a guy that's one of the better scorers in the league. How much prep goes into, like, film work as you get ready for these guys Sunday night?
Yeah, I mean, no more than usual. You know, we'll look at some film. We'll look at some video. You know, how they like to play, formation, all that sort of stuff. But at the end of the day, it's about making plays. And as you mentioned, someone like Bradley Wright Phillips, who's a known goal scorer, he can punish you from anywhere in and around the box. So it's going to be important. We keep an eye on him on Sunday night. But, you know, we've always felt confident playing at Mercedes-Benz. And we know that when teams come there, come here to play us, that they're in for a difficult night. And Sunday night's going to be no different.
Brad, do you care? 352-433. I know we've gone back and forth with the success we've had in different formations this year. Does that stuff matter to you guys as far as the attack and how, you know, Tata plans to go into matches?
No, I mean, at the end of the day, right, it's 11v11 unless I'm getting sent off. But, you know, it's 11v11. And, you, like I said, you've got to make plays. And so the formation, it gives you an idea of how you want to play and how you want to go about the game. But with the attacking players that we have, we know that as a defensive unit, that if we do our job for most of the 90 minutes, that we're going to give our attacking players that ability, that opportunity to go and win us the game. And that happens more often than not. And so at the end of the day, it like you mentioned, a 3-4-3, 3-5-2, however you want to call it, you know, we've got the pieces in place to be able to go from one formation to the other without missing a beat, and that at the same time we're able to punish teams and put the ball in the back of the net.
It is our man, Brad Guzan, from the U.S. Men's National Team, obviously goalkeeper for United here on the WadeFord.com hotline. You know, we've got a big article in the New York Times, and Darren Eales gets a big write-up, and the fans get a big write-up. I think the NYCFC felt like a playoff game. I thought we're better than Sporting KFC, the way I call them. After you got sent off, we were able to control the flow even though we lost. Brad, do you feel you're the best team in MLS?
We feel that we're up there. You know, we know that on any given day we can compete with any team in this league, that we can win any game in this league. We know that. And for us, it's about trying now to be consistent. It's about trying to put performances together week in and week out that allows us to move forward and build on the success that we've had, you know, early this season. So, you know, it's down to consistency. We know that part's not easy, and that's what we're striving to do. We're trying to be a team that every time we step on the field, every week we're out there, that we're going to put together a performance that we can be proud of and ultimately gets us a good result.
All right, I got to ask this to the entire group in the car that's headed down to Warner Robins Air Force Base for a youth soccer clinic. How do you coach these kids up? I mean, is it Parkey going, get back in line and kick the ball again? How do you coach these kids?
He's always yelling. He's always yelling, you know. We're just going down there for a good – we're going down there for a good time, have some fun, interact with the kids. Yeah, we're really excited, but I know I gotta keep him in line. He's always yelling. And
hopefully there's some goalkeepers amongst these kids, because Brad can't coach field players.
Yeah, man.
I'm just there for the entertainment value.
Yeah. He's just going to show the kids off those big oven mitts that the goalkeepers get to wear.
Exactly.
Hey, man, the language thing. I know we've asked you about this before, but it's funny reading the article today in the New York Times. I mean, everybody, it just seems like, does everyone appreciate just how cool the vibe is right now? Or I would imagine nobody's taking it for granted, especially all the guys that have been around soccer for much of their career.
Yeah, I mean, we know at the moment that we're in a good place, right? But it's a long season, and there's a lot of games to be played still. We're not getting overly excited. We feel good. We feel good in training throughout the week leading up to games. And ultimately, when we step across that white line, it feels natural, and that's the most important thing, right? We want to make sure that what we're doing isn't something that's fabricated or fake. We want to make sure that when we're out there, we're going about our business in a professional manner and making sure that after 90 minutes, we're hopefully getting 3 points.
What do you think of Miles Robinson and his play? Young kid coming in, playing well so far for you guys.
Yeah, and Miles has been great. You know, it's obviously year two for him, and I think he's made great strides in terms of, you know, in individual performances, but also understanding how we want to play as a group and as a team, and being able to slot right in and without us missing a beat. And so that's a credit to him and all the guys, really. I mean, we've got all the confidence in the world in anybody that puts on the field in terms of stepping on the field and getting the job done for us.
And that's the thing is Brad Guzan and a bunch of guys from United on their way to the South Side join us here live in the car. And Celso, everybody else, Lorena would say hi to everybody for us. But how about the attitude? I mean, like Vijalba, you know, he's coming off the bench. It seems like everybody's got their head in the right spot because we have a wealth of talent that not everybody can be on the pitch.
Yeah, and that's important, right? I mean, we create this atmosphere, this environment where there's competition for places on the field. And when you have that, it gets the best out of everybody. Whether you're playing for 90 minutes, you're coming on and you're only playing 15, 20 minutes, you know, you want to get the best out of everybody at all times. And I think when you've got guys pushing each other in practice, ultimately it's going to make the team better.
Brad, all right, take us behind the scenes real quick before we let you go. You get the red card. Where did you watch the rest of the game? Where did you go? What did you do?
Well, I don't know. I don't know if I can tell you everything that I did afterwards, but
come on, man.
Obviously, I was a bit frustrated that I had let my teammates down and let the team down. But I think I ended up watching the second half with the guys that weren't in the 18 that day,
right?
In one of the boxes upstairs, but. You know, it was a frustrating rest of the game for me, as it was for the guys on the field, just because, you know, when you're playing down a man against a good team, it's never easy. So, you know, you feel like you let those guys down, you feel frustrated, but at the same time, you know, I was proud of the way they carried on and put in a great effort.
He was booking his vacation for last weekend. That's what he was doing.
It's the Goose.
It's Mother's Day. Oh, it was Mother's Day.
It's Goose and Parky. It's like Rick and Morty, but it's Goose and Parky. Hey, man, well, we love getting the insight, man. Best of luck against the Red Bulls, and all of Atlanta will be watching, guys. Be safe on the road.
Oh, I appreciate it, guys.
All right, man, we'll holler at you. Be safe.
That was really cool stuff. A lot of United fans got a kick, wanted to hear it again. So that was from earlier in the 3 o'clock hour, actually 2 o'clock hour. It's a big show, baby. Economy size, we are 5 hours.
It is. And listen, all these guys, as you said, rootable guys, very likable from the standpoint, and they're good. That helps.
And there's a great bunch of juice right now. Now, the New York Times article, and Andy Bunker is going to talk more about it tonight with Jarvis, but they didn't get everything right about our city, as you would expect them not to, but they did get the vibe right about Atlanta United and how it's bringing a lot of people together and folks that are looking for a team that might have come from someplace else here in the ATL. Hey, man, I got a game winner for you. We just heard from all the guys hanging out in the car. Sal Zizo is in there. Lorena Woods Parkhurst all on their way. You're making a road trip. Who are you taking? You're celebrities. They're not your friends. I mean, I take Drunk Larry, Johnny Pops, you. But, I mean, you're on a road trip. Give me two or three guys. Could be stars, athletes.
Who's going to make your ride a lot funner right. than the others? The other folks that you'd normally invite.
Right. And do you want to make it living or you want to go like, because I would probably go Lee Marvin, Clint Eastwood, and Charles Bronson.
It could be anybody. Anybody.
There you
all
go.
Right. Living.
Living or dead.
Or dead.
404-741-0929. Road trip.
And the winner is...
Time to take the game winner on Dukes and Bell. Your last chance to sound off on today's show. So don't stink. Call now, 404-741-0929. Today's question.
Are you going on a road trip, man? Who's your wingman? You know, we've talked about this before. We've done different versions of this. You know, like we talk about who you want to play golf with.
But, yeah.
I mean, you think about a road trip, you know. First off, you got to be able to hang with the people. You're not going to want to strangle them after like 100 miles. Like Drunk Larry. I mean, if you think a guy as big as Drunk Larry, a buddy of ours... You'd think he could handle a few brewskis. He's got the bladder of like a 12-year-old girl. I got to stop like every 45 miles.
Yeah, that's too much. That's too much. Mike, I think you want to have one or two of the guys who are fun, entertaining. They want to keep you entertained. I mean, you don't want to be sitting there talking the whole time. So my guess is you're going to want to probably have some comedic form, right? Somebody that's funny in the group. And then maybe you want to have somebody that brings some serious conversation to get your mind stimulated in the group.
Right on. So I'm going to go with, I have to amend that, because I went with all like really cool guys from the 60s, you know, Clint Eastwood, Lee Marvin.
Sure.
And obviously Charles Bronson. I'm going to throw Dale Earnhardt in there, because you need a wheel man. No, he's, the Intimidator ain't going to be much for conversation, but he'll get you there fast. Hey, man, you're on the radio, bro. What do you got for your road trip crew?
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
I got three. I got Joe Pesci.
Ooh.
Robert De Niro and Al Pacino.
Well, great. If you go, you just made a mob movie.
You're no doubt. In your role, man. Yeah, man. You'll be entertained, all right.
Hey, Hendry, can we borrow the knife? We got to cut the deer's foot off, the hoof.
They get you through the drive-thru every time.
Yeah, don't go through the drive-thru. Hey, man, you're on the air, buddy. What do you got for your road trip crew?
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
I got Charles Barkley. Oh, just terrible, just terrible.
Yeah.
Just terrible.
He's entertaining.
And I got Dave Chappelle
Ooh.
And the caller, Dave Chappelle.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the caller, Jeremiah.
That's good.
You got to have Jeremiah if you're driving downstate, that's for sure. We heard from Brad Guzan earlier.
Slow down.
Parkhurst was riding a shotgun. Loretta Witz and Zizo were in the back. So we're basically talking about maybe three is the number. So you and three dudes, it's a road trip. Hey, man, you're on the radio. What's your crew?
I go with two of my best friends in the whole world, Mr. Smith and Mr. Wesson. They're like John Wayne toilet paper. They don't take crap off nobody.
That's a guy that other guy who just called in wants riding with him.
Well, they have protection, Mike.
Mr. Smith and Mr. Wesson. Hey, man, you're on the radio, bro. Who's going to be on your road trip with you?
Yeah, man, I'm taking Lawrence Taylor, Bill Clinton, and Stormy Daniels.
Yeah, you might want to take a movie camera, too, all right?
Yeah, and a lot of disinfectant.
Wow.
Holy moly. Hey, man, you're on the radio, bro. You're making a road trip. Who are you taking along for the ride?
Let me see. I'm going to kill two birds with one stone. I'm going with Tom Jones because he could tell you all the groupies he hung out with, as well as the places he's been, and my man Vince Vaughn.
Vince Vaughn's good.
Where's he at right now?
Chilling.
What's he doing?
Chilling.
I was just thinking about that because, I mean, that last True Detective, you can't put that on him. It was just not well written. But no. Yeah, when's he doing something else?
He's just, you know, he's made a lot of money now, man.
All right, man. See, every time we've heard stories about people that run into him in Vegas or on, you know, movie sets, cool guy. Hey, man, you're on the radio, bro. What do you got for a crew for your road trip? That's you, brother.
Me?
Yes, sir.
No, the guy in the car.
Sorry about that.
Sorry.
Give me two Rocks. Give me Chris Rock and give me The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, and the SmackDown.
Okay. That'd be fun and entertaining.
Yeah, man.
No, at some point, The Rock would probably tell Chris Rock to shut up.
I don't know. The Rock might tie Chris to the roof of the car. I got to be honest with you. Hey, man, you're on the radio, bro. You're making a road trip. Who's in the team? What do you got?
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
I'm going to resurrect Robin Williams and Hunter S. Thompson, and then I want Morgan Freeman to narrate all the crazy crap we're going to do.
Now, that's good.
That's awesome, man. That is awesome. That's a guy I would have loved to. I never got a chance to meet him whenever he spoke or anything. It was Hunter S. Thompson.
Yeah.
Watched him all the time. Read all the books. Big fan. Good call.
And Robin Williams, man.
Have you read all the stuff about him that's come out now?
Yeah, it's unreal.
It's sad, isn't it?
It is. But nonstop. I mean, he was nonstop.
But there's stuff that's come out now about him. You know, obviously, battling depression, was really apparently envious of Jim Carrey's career when that got rolling. Just very strange, man. The last thing you would have expected, right?
Yeah.
Hey, man.
Because he was one of the most successful guys in Hollywood. Yeah.
You're on the radio, bro. You're making a road trip. Who you got?
And Little Debbie and Mrs. Leonard.
I'm going to stop right there. And probably somebody from Auburn. Hey, man, you're on the radio, buddy. What do you got for us?
I didn't catch that.
Hey, man, if I got to say one thing, I love your show, so I'm going to take you guys with me on the road.
Hey!
Excellent. Thank you.
Trust us, man. And Mike pays for everything. It'd be a good trip.
I'm a big tipper, man.
Oh, that's it. Game over. Let's go.
Right on. Where I go, man.
We have a good time. We were just talking about this, weren't we? We have a good time.
Well, that's how, you know, we always tell guys, when how'd you guys put the show together? Well, we knew each other for years before we got a chance to work together. And we hit it off, and then your wife had to explain that big charge on your Visa card.
Numerous charges.
Hey, you're on the radio, buddy. What do you got for us? You're making a road trip. Who's coming along?
Hey, man. Hey, I'll take Bruce Lee, Eddie Murphy, and Bruce Willis.
Okay.
Two Bruces and Eddie.
That's a heck of
an eclectic mix.
That is, man.
Man, come out to the coast. We'll have a few laughs.
I love Bruce Lee, too, man, by the way. You still watch Bruce Lee movies?
I had the Bruce Lee movie poster. I had the one from End of the Dragon on the back door in my bedroom.
When it's on, I'm flipping through. I will watch a Bruce Lee movie in a heartbeat.
Yeah. There was a documentary on him the other night. It was old. It was done right after he died. It was kind of tacky. But, yeah. Hey, you're on the radio, bro. What do you got for us, man? You're making a road trip. Who's the crew?
All right, Paul Newman's driving for obvious reasons.
Nice.
Leo Mazzoni, you guys could probably tell listeners how funny he is in person.
He is.
And Anthony Bourdain, because I'm sure he has some funny stories. We'll get Mazzoni to you.
What an eclectic. That's an eclectic mix. Leo is great. Some people don't like Anthony Bourdain. I love that stuff. I don't like the stuff on CNN. I like the stuff he used to do.
Leo, just even if you weren't a baseball fan, his stories are endless.
The story Leo Mazzoni told about when Rocker was getting in trouble in New York and he was mean mugging the dugout and Bobby says, go. And apparently Leo tells Rocker, man says, you look at the dugout one more time and you're gone.
You're gone.
And I'm paraphrasing.
You don't think those things go on, but right. they do.
We talked to John about that when we had him in studio.
Yeah, look, Leo's is one of the all-time best, man.
Hey, man, you're on the radio, bro. What do you got for a road trip? Who's your crew?
Arthur Trish, just so I can have a quiet ride.
He wouldn't talk. That's a great phone call right there. Yeah.
Hey, man, you're on the radio, bro. Road trip is the theme. What do you got for us?
I'm taking a camcorder and Pamela Anderson Lee.
All right, man. Get your shots. All right, let's see here.
Wow.
Hey, man, you're on the radio, bro. It's a road trip. We heard from Brad Guzan, a bunch of United players earlier. That said, we spawned this conversation. What do you got for us?
I'm going to go golf, and I'm going to take John Daly, Robert Allenby, and I'll take Nick Faldo.
Nice.
Nice foursome.
Yeah. Was Allenby the one that got on the bender in Hawaii? Mm-hmm.
It was. That was him.
Yeah. He got mugged?
Yeah. They found him like half naked.
You really
naked.
Want that guy as a road trip? Something high
he's got great stories, Mike. Need a guy with great stories.
Hey, man, maybe
and John Daly's cool to hang out with. I've hung out with John Daly before.
Maybe throw Lucas Glover in the trunk away from his crazy wife. Hey, man, you got the word for us. Road trip. Who you bringing along?
All right, I want Batman to be my driver.
Right, you got to lay off the scotch. You say Batman's going to be his driver?
He can dream, Mike.
Did you make any heads or tails, man? I want Batman to be my driver. Please tell me you're not driving, sir. You got the final word, buddy. Who's your road trip? What do you got?
I got Bernie Mac, Tiffany Haddish, and Big Hugh.
Ooh, that's nice.
Boom goes the dynamite.
Big Hugh would be consumed with Tiffany, though.
Yeah, you'd never get a word in edgewise.
Hey, man,
you'd
appreciate
have to stop and put on some oils.
You guys, great job tonight on our game winner. Hey, we'll come back. We'll hand things off to Andy Bunker. We'll clear our throats, and we'll tell you what's coming up tomorrow as we broadcast live from Twin Peaks in Kennesaw.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.